USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon has become the largest in the nation, surpassing 200,000 acres burned. So far, it's destroyed 54 structures and 21 homes, while forcing the evacuation of more than 100 more in its path. Officials say continued above-average temperatures, high winds, and dry forest conditions have driven the blaze, which remains 0% contained. And late Tuesday, Senate Democrats announced they'd reached a deal among themselves over a $3.5 trillion spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the deal after a meeting with the Budget Committee that includes funding for many of the priorities laid out in President Biden's American Family Plan. The announcement coming as a bipartisan group of senators were continuing to hammer out a final version of the $1 trillion infrastructure deal they have with the White House. Negotiators in that group say they're making progress but are still working on several issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The U.S. State Department is looking into ways to support the Cuban people after thousands took to the street this weekend in the largest protests seen in that country in years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday that the department was considering an array of options with a focus on humanitarian needs. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says this is the chance for the change that the U.S. has sought in Cuba for decades. The California Republican tells Fox News that we should offer as much help as possible to those Cubans calling for their freedom.
We should be promoting democracy everywhere in the world. This is 90 miles away. We've been craving the opportunity to change Cuba. What have we watched for decades of people who would leave there, risk their lives coming across for the idea of freedom? Here is a window of opportunity that we should not let pass by. We should, in the strongest manner, help those who desire freedom to be able to attain it inside Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The rising consumer price index could be an indicator of future financial difficulties. Lance Pry explains.
Inflation continues to haunt the American economy. The consumer price index for used cars, trucks, and food continue to skyrocket. Gasoline is up another 2.5% over the last 30 days. Money Mind Steve Forbes on Fox Business says financial disaster is looming.
Inflation's here for a while. We're getting the whirlwind of what was done last year and the year before. Even before COVID, the Fed was printing too much money. They went on a binge last year, perhaps for understandable reasons, but they overdid it. And then I think everyone's underestimated the huge disruptions, supply chain disruption, when you shut down the global economy. It's not like a light switch. The Fed, I think, was realizing bad things are coming and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
The chain consumer price index for all urban consumers increased 5.3% over the last year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the American League was victorious in the 91st MLB All-Star Game, topping the National League 5-2. It's the eighth straight win for the AL, the second longest streak in the history of the game. Vlad Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays was named the game's MVP after blasting a mammoth home run and driving in two of the AL's five runs. He and his dad, Vlad Sr., became the third father-son combination to homer at an All-Star game, joining Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. and Bobby and Barry Bonds. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.